Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
You are listening to a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
The Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
And you are listening to episode 1095.
Oh my God, we're getting close.
To what?
The 1100. Ricky, you're wearing flannel, that concert last night. It
changed. Oh my God,
you
guys, I'm a lesbian now.
Now?
What?
Now you're a lesbian? You've been a lesbian for a minute, girl.
Yeah, well, at least music-wise, right? Yes. So let's go right into this situation because it was a shit show getting there and fucking leaving.
Where was it?
At Ravinia.
Okay.
I was on one train to get us there. Of course, you know, people from the suburbs, they can't fucking load a goddamn train.
You're not telling them what you're going seeing.
Oh, lesbians. I'm going to a concert to see Melissa Etheridge and the Indigo Girls.
That's why he's wearing flannel right now and Birkenstocks. Yeah. We can confirm this.
No bra. No bra.
No bra.
And I have
crystal deodorant.
She shaved her legs or her pits.
Anyway, continue. Sorry.
So people can't board on a train, I guess, anymore. And there were so many people on the train, like they needed those, like, you know how in Japan they have those people that just shove people in the fucking train because they're so crowded? Have you seen those videos?
I have not.
Oh, it's insane. You have to watch it. But there were so many people on the train and people, you know, we don't like to touch each other or like get close. And people were like starting to curse and get upset because they're like, move fucking down the lane, right? So there was like a goddamn billion people on the train. And it was late and we get to the platform. Have you been, you've been to Ravinia, right?
I actually
Adam? Haven't. Oh, you haven't? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, to explain Ravinia, there's an amphitheater and then there's this like huge field where people just sit and listen to the music and all that shit. Get to the platform and they do not have enough people doing security to get people into the park. And then another train arrives and then another train arrives. And then another train arrives and there's so many people, there's no more room on the platform. Like if another train came, people would probably get hit and die because there were so many people.
Oh my God.
Because all the security was at the concert.
Well, the people were trying. Well, I mean, security couldn't even be there. I mean, it was fucked up. And then also I was like, this is Melissa Etheridge and the Indigo Girls. Like I was not expecting like a full house. Right. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't expecting that. But because these people can bring in coolers and all this shit, they have to go through every fucking container. And they weren't letting, like, I just had a little fanny pack. And I had to fucking wait in line like 47 minutes to finally get up to security.
Damn.
It sucked. Once we got in, it was great. I mean, Melissa Etheridge was great. I don't know the Indigo Girls that well because, like, I grew up in Virginia and they weren't on the radio. So I don't really know them that much. But I was there with my friend Liz, who loves them. I think she's seen them like 15 or 16 times. So, and then leaving, the same situation with the train. People can't board. They have like all their coolers and their chairs and their barbecues on the train. It was ridiculous. But there were a lot of handsome women there last night. But it was a good time. It was pretty good.
Did they sing all their hits?
I don't know Indigo Girls hits, but Melissa Etheridge did. She did really good.
Isn't Closer to Fine
That's their big song.
Mm-hmm.
Big song.
They played it. I know that one. I think that was their last song that they played.
Of course.
Sense, yeah.
I was on the platform and you can hear the music from, you know, the amphitheater. Mm. And then the whole platform of lesbians were singing the song. So I was like, oh, okay, this must be the really popular one. But it was fun.
Now hurry up. We got to get home to feed our cats.
But what normally would take probably about 25 minutes to get to took about an hour and 10 minutes to get home.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross. Was that Metra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. I was like, I don't think that all goes to Ravinia.
No, it wouldn't. I don't think anything goes. I mean, you'd have to take a bus from like the Purple Line.
Right.
Yeah. It was a good time. I'm glad I went. I saw a bunch of gays there. There were a bunch of gay guys.
Well, yeah. There's some crossover.
Yeah. It was interesting to see straight males singing Indigo Girls. I was like, this is interesting.
good for them.
Yeah. It was fun. Do you guys like Melissa Etheridge? Like, do you like any of her music or?
Yeah.
No.
I'm the only one I like when I don't turn when it's on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't turn it off.
She played that one.
Well, she better and come to my window. Hello.
She played that one too.
Yeah.
And Yes, I Am. And she didn't play Little Secret. I like that one.
I don't know.
And then she played a couple off of her first album, which I was like, oh, I don't know a lot of those, but Bring Me Some Water was one that I knew.
Yeah, I know that one.
And the only reason I know that one really is because she sang it on MTV, like Unplugged or something with Joan Osborne.
Oh, Joan.
And that's how I remember it. So, but it was good. How have you guys been? I know we haven't done a show. I feel bad. There was a situation where we didn't have a website for about 2 weeks and I didn't know.
He didn't pay his bills.
I didn't. And then a listener was like, what the fuck? Where's the website? I need to listen to your shows. And then he gets there and he's like, well, there's no new shows. And I'm like,
Well, what had happened was, have I been, oh my God, the fucking, my computer might die. Christ on a bike.
We're always so prepared. The most professional podcast in the world you're listening to right now.
Well, let's bear in mind the fact that like I came essentially straight from work. There we go. We're plugged in. We're not going to
Before we get started, could I just say how epic your facial hair is? Like, I fucking love that. It's so cool. It looks good.
I haven't gotten you got it shaped like that. And I'm like, oh, I forgot.
Kel Surprise.
I haven't seen it like live. So it looks good.
It's getting long. So I'm going to get it trimmed pretty soon. And I also need to do my little henna treatment because she's getting a little gray.
Mm.
I don't mind going gray. I just wish it would go like not patchy.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
That's the only thing. Well, until it goes all the way, I won't be au naturel.
But, it would be cool if it was just like one like patch somewhere or like something cute, right? But
kind of gets like one patch here, but it's not consistent. It just makes it look dirty.
Or if it was like in the middle, it'd be like rogue,
right? And it's as it's getting longer, I'm getting a little bit of a, like a Jedediah sort of vibe.
You need a hat. You need a hat, yeah. And the next thing is curls.
But no, surprisingly easy to maintain. I like it. I get compliments on it.
What's the style called?
Fucking.
You had a name for it. I remember you sent it to us.
I'll look it up. It's a Balbo.
Mm.
because I kept calling it Bilbo, like Bilbo Baggins.
But he doesn't know what that is.
Yes, yeah, that yes, it's like I know what that is.
Hobbit shit. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen them, and I only read The Hobbit when I was in middle school, I think, but I've never seen the movie, so I don't know.
I got really bad strep throat once in college, and I had to stay home, and I watched all of the extended editions like back to back, and I really enjoyed them, but also it was like I was so sick it was like hallucinatory. So I don't think I can ever sit through, because that shit, if you watch the extended editions, it's like 9 or 10 hours.
God damn.
Yeah.
Each?
No.
Total. Oh, I was like, fuck.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Lord of the Rings always makes me think of this girl I sat next to in my gifted class who actually learned Elvish. Oh my God. What was her name? Was Katie. Fuck. What was her last name? I really like
White Raven. White Raven.
Her sister's name was Erin. Oh, fuck. I wish I could remember her last name. Like Jerry always has a last name. But very nice. I always really liked Erin or Katie and her sister. But yeah, the whole Elvish thing was something special.
Oh yeah.
Bauer. Katie Bauer.
Katie Bauer.
What do you think she does now?
Cosplay.
Oh, for sure.
She wears she wears elf ears.
Yeah. Yeah.
She probably might even go to the Animorph convention.
The Animorph. Do you mean furries?
Yep.
I don't think it's called Animorphs, but
no, the convention was called the Animorph one in Pittsburgh.
Are you sure about that?
Because
is the book.
Because no, but it's also what they in the anime characters that are human and have like animal characteristics. Because I asked because I kept calling it the furry, and then someone was like, Jerry, it's the Animorph convention, and I was like, oh,
it's Anthrocon.
Whatever. My confidence says that I'm right.
I younger millennials are really like, there are people who are ride or die like Animorph book fans.
Your generation, right?
I was too old for Animorphs.
Oh, okay.
Like within like the 3 or 4 years after me, like all of the pictures of the books are like kids slowly turning into like fucking geese or whatever. Like it'll be like them morphing down. It's like multiple pictures of them morphing down or morphing in or whatever.
That's probably my brother's age. I might have to ask him because I don't know what the fuck that is. I've never seen it. So.
Well, it's because she didn't have libraries in Virginia where you were.
Well, they didn't need them.
We did. We just had 500 versions of the fucking Bible.
Y'all. So I told Adam this. I don't remember if I put it in the group chat. So I had my first proposition at the library. I'm pretty sure the man was homeless. But he was talking and I was letting him talk and I was listening, and he was like, thank you for listening. You know, people are so rude. And I was like, it's fine. And he was telling me, you know, he's a veteran and all this about the VA. And I was just letting him talk. He was mumbling a lot, so I didn't hear a lot. I think somebody just knocked on the door.
Oh my God, you don't check to make sure you're not going to get murdered before.
No, we're in a gated community. We're in a gated community. Anyway, so he comes up, he's like, where's the bathroom? I was like, oh, it's over there. And it's kind of kitty corner from where I'm sitting. And he's mumbling. And I was like, you're talking into the spit guards. Come around. I can't hear you. So he's just talking and he's like, well, yeah, I went to Slammers. And I was like, oh, Slammer is like the real hardcore sex club that's in LA. That's like big time. They're like, oh my God, it's so fucking filthy, but you'll have a blast. And I was just shocked. I was like, oh. And he's like, because there was no indication at all. And so I was like, oh, and he's like, yeah, I stayed there about 2 hours. And he's like, ah, and like I said, he was kind of mumbling, so I couldn't hear a lot of it. He's like, I'm new to it, but I like it. And I was like, oh, well, good for you. And then he's like, oh, hey. And then he kind of shakes his head like toward the bathroom. And I was like, oh, no, I'm at work. No, thank you. So then he goes to the bathroom towards it and he goes, hey, hey. And then he kind of does it again. And I'm like, no. And then he's like, please. And I was like, no. And he was like, oh, it's my birthday. I was like, well, okay. No, I didn't say that. I was like, no, I'm sorry. I just can't. So then later on, he was like, oh, you know, I'm sorry if I offended you. I was like, oh, you didn't offend me. It's fine. I was a little surprised. I said, but it's fine. He's like, well, I appreciate you being honest. And then he's like, where can I go to, like, you know, because like I said, I'm new to this and I really like it. So he describes a place in West Hollywood and I tell him where Vaseline Alley is and that he could probably hook up
Vaseline there. Alley? What is that? Yeah.
So Vaseline Alley is this famous cruise spot that's behind what used to be the Circus of Books, the really famous bookstore in West Hollywood where people could buy, when you could just buy porn magazines. And so mm-hmm. it was this Jewish couple who were straight and they bought this bookstore and it was like, there's a documentary on it on Netflix. And like, they were one of the first to start carrying gay porn. So it was a big famous bookstore. Well, now it's Chichi LaRue's like little sex shop, whatever. So anyway, but behind it is Vaseline Alley where you go and you hook up. So I don't know if he's there or not. I did tell the librarian, I said, hey, an older Black gentleman is asking when I'm going to come in. I'd appreciate you being vague. And she was like, why? So I told her and she was like, oh my God, that's not acceptable. And that's inappropriate. I was like, I know. I was like, I don't think he's going to try anything. I just would prefer him not to know when I'm going to be there and it be a surprise. And she was like, oh yeah, oh, definitely. We, you know, we won't be saying exactly when you're going to be there. And I was like, okay, thank you.
I mean, I guess it's nice to be wanted, right?
Yeah. Let's go with that.
That's the takeaway. I love it.
Keep it positive.
Yeah.
He was super nice. And like I said, I was so shocked when he said, oh, well, I went to Slammer. I was like, whoa, what? But anyway.
When we were talking about furries earlier, mm-hmm. You know, I get a little nervous with the whole like leather dog mask and stuff.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I just, it gives me anxiety when I see it. But the last furry convention that was here, Live Like Rue was a beneficiary of $84,000 that they raised for them at that convention.
Isn't that
amazing? Oh, Live Like Rue is the organization I volunteer for that helps dogs with cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, and they raised all that money at that fucking convention. I was like, wow, that's cool.
That's fantastic. And I personally have reason to thank Live Like Rue. You know, without getting sad about it, they helped out with MacDuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we talked about that at all on the show, so I don't know if people know. And I don't know if you want to talk about it, but...
We never talked about MacDuff passing.
I don't think so. Because the last time we recorded, it wasn't the last time. I think it was fresh, and then we waited like a month, and I think it kind of, you know, went by
Yeah. Well, it was, gosh, what, like in March? It was a while ago. But yeah, no, I can talk about it now. I probably couldn't have talked about it then. I'd have been a hot ass mess. It's still hard, and it's as you well know, it's not really something that ever fully goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he developed a tumor really, really quickly. And there was an option to operate, and thankfully, Ricky had experience with the similar diagnosis. With Izelle.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it and decided not to move forward with surgery just because MacDuff was 15. And it was kind of like, why put his body through all of that? And then it, there was no diagnosis that it was going to like rapidly progress. And also it was like, if you have surgery, it's that kind of tumor always comes back, mm-hmm. essentially. And it's just a matter of time. Anyway, it progressed rather quickly. We had to make a decision. We made a really hard decision. It was fucking awful. I wish it upon no one. But yeah, it sucked. Lots of support though from lots of people. Everybody's been really lovely. And Badger is learning how to be his own man still. He very much the beta. Like now when we walk, he's like, what do you mean I get to pick where we go?
Still.
Yeah. So he's adjusting. Everybody's adjusting. But yeah, it fucking sucks. But yeah, I forgot that we didn't talk about it.
I didn't know if it should be brought up because I think the last couple times we recorded, I think there was still some feelings, which is totally fucking understandable. I saw a video today of Azelle and I fucking bawled my eyes out, you know, and yeah. It's been almost 4 years, I guess.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. Honestly, like weirdly, coincidentally, my therapist lost his dog like a couple months or like a month before Macduff passed away. And like I could tell like he was a wreck. And it was interesting to have like somebody who had like recently experienced that sort of grief, but in a professional capacity could understand, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we have like we have his ashes on the mantle in like a little shrine, but we also have a digital frame next to the mosaic that you had Kelly make. And like so we have like two separate little shrines. And sometimes I'm like, I don't want the digital frame on because right. I keep, you know what I mean? Like it's hard to see him still sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it does make me happy, and we're very lucky that we had him for as long as we did.
Yeah, the mosaic thing, because I've gotten it for several friends already,
mm-hmm.
and I always am, I don't know if I should say fearful, but I never know if it's too soon or if a person yeah. may not be able to handle yeah. the situation, you know? So, but we're close enough. I think I knew that it would yeah. be okay, you know? And it's yeah. super cute, and she always does a great job. I think I've had four or five of them made now, and she's yeah. always done a great job. Thank you, yeah. Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. That's well. Now we have two because I commissioned one of each of the boys before.
Oh yeah.
So it's nice to have one that's specifically in remembrance. But yeah, it's I'm like I said, you're never going to be like fine. And it's weird because like I've had people die. We all have. But it's weird with a dog, and I've never had a pet before. Macduff was my first dog. They love you in such a different way where it's like unconditional and they don't necessarily like ask for anything back. And I think that's why it's such a different experience when they pass away.
I feel that when they pass away, it's worse than a really close human.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's because of the relationship.
Yeah. Because, you know, like, of course I was sad when my parents died, but I think I was more sad that my pets passed away, you know, because, yeah. you know, you have relationships with people. You're kind of like, maybe, you know, I don't feel so bad. But yeah. then like an animal, they're innocent their whole life. They have no fault. The only fault that they have is they don't live long enough. That's the yeah. only fault that they have, you know? Yeah. So it sucks. Fucking sucks.
It really fucking sucks. And I don't want to go, obviously I'm going to have to go through it again. But it's knowing what it's like. I'm prepared, but like,
oh, that's Wait, you said you've never had a pet before, so it was the very first time. Oh, yeah. I mean, I had pets as a child. You know, we always had pets, so I've kind of done it a lot, but it always fucking sucks. It's never easy. You think you're prepared, and then it happens, and then you just want to die, you know?
Oh my God. Literally, like the worst thing I've and that's not even hyperbole.
And then, like, working now, I'm on the board for Live Like Rue, but hearing their stories also, there's some very sad stories that come from that as well. But enough good ones to know that we're doing good things, you know? So,
You're on the board of that too. No wonder you don't have time for this podcast.
yeah.
That and all your crafts and your
I know.
food collective and the snake patrol in the
Oh
yard.
shit. No. There haven't been any snakes reported this year, which is good. But yeah, I have this issue of spreading myself too thin.
No, just spreading your legs too wide. What?
Or I double book a lot by accident, and then I have to make choices that I fucking hate. So but yeah.
Hey, you're growing. Oh, there it is. I realized I was sitting next to my Angela Lansbury wig.
I still feel like you're still a little bit of children of the corn happening.
I feel like a little George Michael in Wham,
Yeah,
and a
I wear that to
little,
work one day.
and it's a little like Princess Diana at times.
But don't tell it and just act like it's like if that people say something, be like, what?
You also are coming across as like what's his name on Scooby-Doo? The mate or the bro guy, the
Fred.
Te Fred. You're giving some Fred vibes too.
And some Fred vibes. I fucking wish my hair was this thick.
Me too. God, I fucking hate people with hair. Like, then go fuck themselves.
You should really wear it to work at one of the jobs.
I definitely have worn it on like when I had like remote work, like, tech jobs or whatever. I would sometimes show up at meetings in a wig.
What would they say? Anything?
Like people would be like real quiet until the end, like it's
So uncomfortable, like that silence on Zoom. It's like,
I love it. I love making people uncomfortable. Wigs aside, I was gonna say this weekend, I wanna say Andrew, listener, asked me about he messaged me today and was like, "Is market days a gay thing?"
Is
And
Andrew the guy in New York?
yes.
Okay, he's the one that messaged me and said your fucking website's down. Where's
Oh,
your
well,
where what's going on?
thank you. Thank you, Andrew, New York. But market days was this past weekend, and it has become like a national slash international fucking gay destination event, like on par, not maybe not on par with like IML, but maybe. But gays from all over the country are flocking here for essentially like a street festival that Crystal Waters performs at every summer, basically.
No, there was someone more famous this year, right?
Billy Porter was there this year.
Other than that.
I don't remember who else. I only know Billy Porter because I brought it up to one of my customers and I was like, "Oh, like are you doing anything for market days or like what's your market days weekend like?" And they were like, "No, I'm not going. Like who am I going to see? Billy Porter, like all like kind of shitty." Which I loved. But yeah, I don't know. Like I don't go. I barely go to Pride. It's just like I've done it. I live here. Everybody is drunk and annoying and like it's interesting to be on the apps at least, because you're like all of these people with their little like traveling notifications, and you get to see dicks that you don't usually get to see, I guess. But like, I don't know. I don't want somebody from Arizona bringing Arizona viruses and germs up here and raw dogging everybody at the club.
But they're a dry virus.
You're so dumb. I'm trying to find who the performers were.
I know y'all don't watch a lot of TV. Did y'all watch the Olympics at all?
No.
I watched a lot of clips of the fucking break dancing. That shit is crazy. And I was like, I think I posted today on Facebook. I was like, this is like a more elaborate Elaine dance from like Seinfeld. Like, it was ridiculous. Did you guys watch any of that?
I've just watched the clips of the lady.
It is insane. And I just know that ancient Olympians, if they were ever come back here, they would fucking murder us all if they saw that.
I watched it before that lady went viral, just because I was at work and somebody was like, "Girl, did you know there's breakdancing?" And I did not. And they were like, "You gotta watch some of it." So I watched like the Netherlands versus the US, I think, and maybe something else. But I didn't see the Australian lady until after.
And now she's famous for being a meme.
Also, like, what kind of break dancing is that? That was
It
not the break
wasn't.
dancing that I grew up with. Right? It's not even close.
That boogaloo was not electric.
I don't get it. Billy Porter, Big Frida, Alyssa Edwards, which I fucking love Alyssa Edwards.
Oh, Ricky.
Dragonette and Lauren Sanderson. I don't know
Ooh,
who that is.
Dragonette. I like Dragonette.
I'm still, Ricky didn't get Electric Boogaloo.
No, I don't know what that is.
That's Breakin' 2.
Electric Boogaloo. That's like a famous.
Hold
Like
on, let me
anytime
look it
somebody
up.
had,
I might know.
anytime there's a sequel, you say like Ghost 2, Electric Boogaloo, or like Aliens, Electric Boogaloo.
I don't know what that is.
And you were actually like alive and in the demographic for that.
But he didn't have, they had just radio back when he was there.
Oh my
They didn't have
God.
TV.
Too busy
Okay, I'm
playing
looking at,
smooth on a rock.
just
I'm
traveling carnivals. That was the entertainment. They sat around the campfire and Paul told them stories.
Okay, so this was like 1984. I was what, six, seven? I wouldn't remember this if I didn't. I mean, I would have to watch it later as an adult or a teenager probably to remember it. But no, I don't remember this.
Uses.
I'm not
Excuse
like 900 years old.
Well,
Do you watch this as an adult?
the HBO used to play it a lot on their free preview weekends.
Don't
So
think I've ever seen it.
I remember Breakin' 2 more than I remember Breakin'.
Yes.
I don't think I'm interested.
I can't say that I'd recommend it as an adult. I can't say that I would say, like, girl, go watch Breakin' 2,
You
Electric
gotta
Boogaloo.
watch it.
You
And then
don't.
I'm like fucking pissed. I'm like, I wasted goddamn 2 hours and 20 minutes on this shit.
I don't know,
No.
you might like it.
Mm-mm.
I did like in the Olympics the rebranding of Snoop. I mean, who knew 30 years ago he was going to be so wholesome?
I think
I'm here
Martha
for it.
Stewart, I think Martha Stewart has worked on him a little bit because they work together a lot. So,
But he was hilarious, and so, because I didn't catch it a lot, because I would only watch a little bit of the primetime stuff. But he was really funny and really into it. And Flava Flav really being into the Olympics too. Who knew?
Yeah, and he I think he donated money to one of the teams because they didn't have
The
enough money to get there.
women's water polo team.
And also, how the fuck does that happen? I don't understand that. Like, Olympic teams don't have money to get there.
Well,
I
there
don't
was another
understand.
one. There was just a specific athlete too that was like had run into him, and she's like, "Oh, I'm on the such and such whatever it was. And she was like, you know, I don't have a lot of money. He's like, oh, I'll give you money. And like he told.
And also, who knew he was that rich? Is he that rich that he could just hand out money to people?
I mean, so. He made good decisions back when he was.
I guess he invested, I guess, right?
Yeah.
What did you guys think about
clocks
and necklaces? wait, wasn't he on that show, like the rehab show for famous people?
Yes, with Dr. Yes. Drew.
After the Flavor of Love.
And he was doing someone with like Brigitte Nielsen or something, right? Weren't they like a thing?
Yes.
They were for a little while.
So yeah, I watched that. I can't believe I know that. what'd you guys think about Celine Dion being there?
That was really cool.
Oh, weirdly, I saw that live. I was in Pittsburgh for a little wedding celebration situation, and I happened to be at my mom's house, and she had the Olympics on, and we all like got all quiet, and it was lovely.
I have to say, I watched her documentary, and I thought I was going to die. I was so fucking sad.
Like, that's what all my neighbors have said, that it's so sad.
It
but
is
really good.
Rough to watch. It's good, but it's really rough to watch. And just seeing what the public and fans can make a person do to themselves is just insane. You should watch it if you haven't seen it.
That's why I don't take, I won't listen to voicemails on this. Mm-hmm. Can't give them that much to the fans.
Well, interesting. Our number's no longer working because no one ever called it. So it's out. It's
yeah.
No,
don't
number.
Try to call us, y'all.
Yeah. Can we end this and then talk about something else so we can have two shows?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
This is Jerry.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there. In-